Dave and Fionnuala with you. Our intro today is a little bit longer than usual because she has so many hits. Our musical guest today sounds like this. It ain't my fault you keep turning me on. It ain't my fault you got me so gone. I'm just telling it like it is. She has already had a career spanning 12 years and she is still only 22. Our musical guest today is Swedish superstar Zara Larsson. At 10 years of age, she actually won Sweden's version of Britain's Got Talent. Her new single is called Love Me Land and she is about to release her third studio album. But how does Zara Larsson plan to celebrate its release?
I don't like to plan anything. If anything, I want a surprise party.
Who's listening?
No, but I don't know. I don't like to celebrate my birthday. I don't like to like celebrate myself, which is kind of weird. But I think also because my expectations for stuff are so high that if they don't turn out the way I planned it in my head, it's a disaster. And I just like want perfection down to the tippy toes. So for everything. So I think for me to really enjoy something, it has to be a surprise. Or like Ava Max said, super low key and just like friends and family hanging out, having a good time. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll hope for that surprise.
Just keep shouting. I think we underrate shouting as a people. It's like, you know, we think it's a negative thing, but those who shout the loudest get the most.
Right.
Do you wish you weren't so passionate? Because it's all consuming, being a perfectionist, wanting to have a say in absolutely everything. Do you ever just want to take a back seat?
You know what I do? I either want complete control over everything and I want it just exactly the way I do. And if I sense that it's not, I just say, screw it.
And off with your head.
I completely sign out. But this is how I am. It's funny because in my normal life, in my day to day, I'm super dependent on people. Like, I don't know what I would have done without my day to day manager. I don't know what I would have done without my mom, without like, I have so many people in my life who are literally keeping me like together. And for them, I'm just like, yeah, do whatever. Like, I don't know where I'm going next. I literally don't know. I know I'm going somewhere. I don't know what time or really where in an hour or so. I'm going to do something. I don't really know what it is. So that's also one thing in my life. I'm like, at one part, I want control over everything. And then the rest, I just can't have a little control. I have to completely be in it or completely out it. There's no in between.
That sounds fair, because I was actually just thinking when you were saying there, hinting, not even hinting, but directly saying that you want the surprise party. From the flip side then, when you have so many things going on, so many places to be, so many things to do, how do you keep track of things like, oh, your friends' birthdays, your family's birthdays, getting the presents sorted, like all that sort of stuff?
I don't.
I'm not judging because I wouldn't expect someone who was all over the place like that to actually have the time and capacity to be like, oh.
I am kind of a confused person. I really am a very confused person. There's a lot of stuff going on in my head. But at least when it comes down to like creatives and stuff, I kind of always know how I want it. And even if I don't know exactly how I want it, I definitely know how I don't want it. But I'm also very indecisive. We're complex people, aren't we? There's no black and white.
There sure is not. Speak to us about Love Me Land, the production of that. Was it in the can? Was it over lockdown? Film in a video? Just bring us from the top.
Okay. Well, it started one day before the lockdown in LA. It was like the universe told us, cool, we got it. Cool. Just stop. Oh my God, can you believe that? I know the universe isn't revolving around me, but that's kind of what it felt like, because that was the last day of, we were actually supposed, me, Justin Tranter, and Julia Michaels were supposed to have a few more days in, and they are literally the best writers, pop writers in the world. So we just spoke about what I'm feeling right now, which is very in love. And that's so exciting. And I just want to talk about it nonstop. And they just said, let's write a song about it. Because I've been in a relationship that ended. And then I was thinking, you know what? Maybe I don't want this for a while. Like, I'm not into it right now. I'm not looking for it. And also when something ends, it's sometimes kind of, it's hard, you know? And you know, I don't want to feel that. So I was just not actively avoiding it, but I definitely wasn't actively seeking it. And then all of a sudden, dun, 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 this person comes into my life and I'm like, oh shoot, I'm in love. And I'm in this place where I can't stop thinking about it. You don't when you really love, you don't need to eat, you don't need to sleep, you don't need to do anything. And it was that moment where I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna dare to be loved and love. Because I'm in this place and it's called Love Me Land. It was actually Justin who came up with that. And I said, yes, that's what it is. And then I was like, okay, so how are we going to do the video for this? Because I want a video, of course. And I've always wanted to like dance just by myself in a video. Because really when you fall in love, the exciting part of it is like the attraction for someone else, like the sex basically. So I wanted this, the video to be really sexy. And it was shot very quarantine friendly, very corona friendly. It's just me and a small crew, directed by this amazing girl from Finland, Vivi Huska. So she was on a little iPad on like a, I don't know, she looked like Plankton and SpongeBob's Plankton's wife Karen, you know, that screen. and we just did it remotely, and it just turned out to be everything I wanted.
I think we're totally out of time. I could talk to you for another half an hour. I can see how involved you are in everything. It wasn't like, oh yeah, we went to the studio and we done this and this happened. Like everything, you know, from point A to point C.
I'm really happy. I feel like this album is it's not too, you know, if you like So Good and the songs on that, I hope you really like this next one, because it's not too different, but it is more personal, because I feel like I had more of a hands-on grip with it. But thank you. I feel really happy about it.
Danielle Buckley from Tullamore wants to put on the record that she is actually in love with Zara Larsson, wants to steal her from all her boyfriends. Please and thank you. Put on the record. Her new album, third studio album, it's coming out very soon. This is one of the singles from it. It's called Love Me Land. And you know, it is not about, God, I love my fields and my land. It's about being in love. Zara Larsson on iRadio.
From 250.